Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, December 26th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Crime stats won't likely change the minds of lawmakers deciding if St. Louis City's police department should be controlled by a state board rather than a mayor. We'll get to that story in just a bit. Meanwhile, the legal fight over who will appoint the next St. Louis County prosecuting attorney is not over.
St. Louis County is appealing last week's ruling that found Missouri Governor Mike Parson has the legal authority to name Wesley Bell's successor when he leaves for Congress January 3rd. The appeal notice filed Monday states County Executive Sam Page will raise the issue of whether the circuit court erred in concluding that the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney is not a county officer. Page wanted Cort Van Osteren, a former federal prosecutor, for the position. Attorney Melissa Price Smith is Governor Parson's pick. The case will go before the Missouri Court of Appeals January 2nd. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
Let's go back to crime stats. Not likely to change the minds of lawmakers deciding if St. Louis City Police should be controlled by a state board rather than the mayor.
St. Louis City Police crime stats show overall crime is down 15% this year compared to 2023.
I've been in St. Louis since I was born in the 80s with a short stint in Chicago. And guess what I hear every year? Crime's down.
Republican State Rep Brad Crist pre-filed the bill to restore state control of the St. Louis City Police Department. He admits there has been progress under the leadership of Police Chief Robert Tracy and Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore, but says St. Louis is still one of the most dangerous cities in the world. Where does Democrat State Rep Ian Mackey stand on restoring state control?
I'm not going to say I'm for it right off the bat. I'm definitely my ears are open.
Mackey tells KMOX he doesn't believe crime stats will make much of a difference in what the legislature decides about state control of the city police department. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
On Christmas Eve, deputies with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department worked a triple stabbing in Barnhart, and a High Ridge father is accused of killing his son. 61-year-old Harold Luster is facing charges for shooting 26-year-old Kevin Ward during an argument Tuesday in a home of Highway PP in High Ridge. Police say Luster got a gun, threatened another person in the house before shooting his son. And in Barnhart, 48-year-old Lisa Albrecht is accused of stabbing two people and a police dog at a home in the Parkton neighborhood. Both are being held without bond.
KMOX's Michael Calhoun now on a high-profile traffic crash.
The 19-year-old charged with leaving the scene of an accident with physical injury in connection with the crash that injured pedestrians outside of Ted Drew's gets to be released on bond. Judge Heather Hayes allowed Rasul Al-Janabi to go on to GPS-monitored house arrest. Six people were taken to the hospital after the Sunday night crash.
The off-duty police officer critically injured in the Ted Drew's crash is out of the hospital. Friends and family of Washington Police Officer Matt Cooper are raising funds for what's expected to be a long recovery. The 39-year-old suffered a head injury and had to have knee surgery following the crash.
With so many people on local roads and highways this week, it's a good time to remind you that holding your cell phone while driving is now illegal in Missouri. Officers will start writing tickets soon. AAA Missouri's Nick Chaberia tells KMOX what the new law says.
Texting, manually typing on your phone, scrolling through social media, watching or recording videos, you know, that's no longer allowed. What still is allowed is using maps for navigation, using Bluetooth to connect to your car, making hands-free phone calls if you have a headset or wired earbud, and of course getting in touch with emergency officials.
The hands-free law went into effect in August. Officers have been giving warnings. Again, consequences begin in January. Chaberia says they already estimate a 5% drop in phone usage while driving since the law took effect.
A powerful government panel has failed to reach consensus on the possible national security risks of a nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase U.S. Steel. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States on Monday sent its long-awaited report to President Joe Biden, a longtime opponent of the deal. Some federal agencies represented on the panel were skeptical that allowing a Japanese company to buy an American-owned steelmaker would create national security risks. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the matter. Both Biden and President-elect Trump opposed the merger and vowed to block it. Nippon Steel says it is confident the deal will go ahead.
The city of St. Charles has lifted its boil water advisory after all water samples returned passing results. Residents can now safely use tap water without boiling. The advisory was issued following a water main break, but city officials confirm the water now meets all safety standards.
52 years ago today, former President Harry S. Truman died in Kansas City, Missouri. Former President Lyndon Johnson, who would pass away the following month, said Truman's death was a great loss.
I shall miss him in the most personal and private way, and I shall be grateful all my days for the privilege of having known so great a man.
From the KMOX Business Desk, after 6 years of negotiations with Union Pacific Railroad and federal officials, Great Rivers Greenway has purchased a 2.5-mile stretch of land that will extend the Centennial Greenway through Olivet from Olive near 170 to Watson Park. Great Rivers paid $695,000 for the land. The trail extension is expected to cost $3 million and will link Clayton, Ladue, U-City, and Olivet.
The first Dunkin' Donuts location has opened in the city of St. Louis. Dunkin' has numerous locations around the region, but until now, none within the city limits. The new location is on South Kings Highway, just south of Chippewa. Dunkin' built a brand new building on a site previously occupied by a used car dealership. According to the Business Journal, another Dunkin' location could be coming to Watson Road in Crestwood in place of a shuttered Emo's Pizza.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.